Now on BBC Radio 4, time for the shipping forecast issued by the Met Office. On behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 0015, on Tuesday, the 11th of November, there are warnings of gales in Viking, North Sarah, South Sarah, Portland, Plymouth, Biscay, Trafalgar, Fitzroy, Sole, Lundy, Fastnet, Irish Sea, Shannon, Rockall, Hebrides, Bailey, Faroes, and Southeast Iceland. The general synopsis at 1800. Low Fare Isle 992 losing its identity by 1800 Tuesday. Atlantic low expected 200 miles west of Shannon 977. The area forecasts for the next 24 hours. Viking, North Sarah, South Sarah. Southeasterly veering southerly or southwesterly 5 to 7. Occasionally gale 8. Occasional rain. Good, occasionally poor. Forties, Cromarty, Forth, Tyne, Dogger. Cyclonic 4 to 6, becoming south or southwest 5 to 7, perhaps gale 8 later. Occasional rain. Good, occasionally poor. Fisher, Jammin' Bight. South or southwest 4 to 6, occasional rain. Good, occasionally poor. Humber, Thames, Dover, White. Southwest backing south 5 to 7, showers. Good, occasionally moderate. Portland, Plymouth, Biscay. Southwest backing south 4 to 6, increasing 6 to gale 8 for a time. Occasional rain. Good, occasionally poor. Trafalgar. Southwesterly 4 to 6, but variable 3 or 4 at first in southeast, increasing 6 to gale 8 for a time. Rain or thundery showers, good becoming moderate or poor for a time. Fitzroy, Sole, southerly 6 to gale 8, occasionally severe gale 9, decreasing 5 or 6 later in west. Rain or thundery showers, good, occasionally poor. Lundy, Fastnet, Irish Sea. Southwest backing south for a time, 3 to 5, increasing 6 to gale 8, occasionally severe gale 9. Rain or thundery showers, good, occasionally poor. Shannon, cyclonic 6 to gale 8, becoming southwest 4 to 6 later, rain or thundery showers, good, occasionally poor. Rockall, Mallin, easterly or southeasterly 4 to 6, backing northeasterly 6 to gale 8, becoming cyclonic 5 or 6 later in south. Rain or showers, good, occasionally poor. Hebrides, Bailey. Cyclonic 4 or 5, increasing 6 to gale 8, occasionally severe gale 9 in Bailey. Rain or showers, good, occasionally poor. Fare Isle, southwest 5 or 6, becoming cyclonic 5 to 7 later, perhaps gale 8 later. Rain or showers, good, occasionally poor. Faroes, Southeast Iceland. Cyclonic becoming northeasterly 6 to gale 8, occasionally severe gale 9. Rain or showers, wintry later in Southeast Iceland. Good, occasionally poor. Now the weather reports from coastal stations for 2300. Tarry automatic. West by south 3, slight drizzle and rain. 7 miles, 997, rising more slowly. Lerwick. South-southwest 3, 6 miles, 997, now rising. Weak automatic, south by west 2, 19 miles, 996, rising slowly. Aberdeen, southwest 2, 30 miles, 998, steady. Lucas, southwest by west 2, 32 miles, 999, rising slowly. Boomer, west 2, recent rain, 12 miles, 999, rising slowly. Bridlington, southwest by west 2, 1001, rising slowly. Sandetti, light vessel automatic, west-southwest 6, 5 miles, 1008. Greenwich, light vessel automatic, southwest 5, 2 miles, 1008. St. Catherine's Point automatic, west-southwest 5, 1007, rising slowly. Jersey, southwest 4, 12 miles, 1009, rising slowly. Channel light vessel automatic, southwest by south 5, 5 miles, 1007. Scilly automatic south by west 6, slight rain, 4 miles, 1003, falling slowly. Milford Haven. Southwest by south 4, recent drizzle, 19 miles, 1003, rising more slowly. Aberporth. South 4, recent rain, 22 miles, 1003, now falling. Valley. Southwest 4, recent rain, 13 miles, 1001, rising slowly. Liverpool Crosby. South southeast 3, 19 miles, 1002, rising slowly. Valencia southeast 4, moderate rain, 6 miles, 994, falling. Ronald's Way. North 1, 22 miles, 1000, rising slowly. Malinhead south 3, 11 miles, 998, now falling. Macrihanish automatic. South southwest 2, more than 38 miles, 999, rising slowly. Here's the weather forecast for the inshore waters of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, valid for the following 24 hours, issued by the Met Office at 2300 on Monday, the 10th of November. General situation, a large area of low pressure with centres to the north and west of the United Kingdom will push a series of fronts northeastwards. This will also bring strong winds at times for many coasts, with gales in the west and southwest during Tuesday and in the far north on Wednesday. From Cape Wrath to Rattray Head, including Orkney. South or southwest 3 or 4, in backing southeast 3 to 5 later, becoming cyclonic later, showers at first, rain later, good becoming moderate or poor later. Rattray Head to Berwick-upon Tweed, southwest backing south or southeast 3 to 5, increasing 6 or 7 later, occasional rain, good occasionally poor. Berwick-upon Tweed to Whitby, southwest 3 to 5, backing south or southeast 5 or 6, occasional rain, good occasionally poor. Whitby to Gibraltar Point, southwesterly 4 or 5, backing southerly 5 or 6, occasionally 7 later in north. Occasional rain, good, occasionally poor. Gibraltar Point to North Foreland, southwesterly backing southerly 4 to 6, occasional rain or showers, good, occasionally poor. North Foreland to Sarsfield, southerly or southwesterly 4 to 6, showers, rain later, moderate or good. Sarsfield to Lyme Regis, southwesterly 4 to 6, backing southerly 5 to 7, perhaps gale 8 later in west, showers, rain later, good occasionally poor. Lyme Regis to Land's End, including the Isles of Scilly, southwest backing south 4 to 6, increasing 6 to gale 8 for a time, perhaps severe gale 9 later, rain, then showers, perhaps thundery, good becoming moderate or poor for a time. Land's End to St. David's Head, including the Bristol Channel. South or southwest 4 to 6, increasing 7 or gale 8 for a time, perhaps severe gale 9 later. Rain or thundery showers, good, occasionally poor. St. David's Head to Great Orme Head, including St. George's Channel. South or southwest 4 to 6, increasing 6 to gale 8 for a time. Rain, for a time, good becoming moderate or poor, for a time. Great Orme Head to the Mull of Galloway, southwest backing south or southeast for a time, 3 or 4, increasing 4 to 6, then 6 to gale 8 for a time. Rain for a time. Good, occasionally poor. Isle of Man, southwest 2 to 4, backing south or southeast 6 to gale 6 or 7, occasionally gale 8, veering southwest 5 or 6 later. Rain, becoming fair later. Good, occasionally poor. Lochfoyle to Carlingford Lock, variable 3 or 4, becoming cyclonic 4 to 6, then becoming southwest later. Rain for a time, good, becoming moderate or poor for a time. Mull of Galloway to Mull of Kintyre, including the Firth of Clyde and North Channel. southwesterly becoming cyclonic for a time, 4 to 6, occasionally 7 in North Channel. Rain for a time, good becoming moderate or poor for a time. Mull of Kintyre to Ardnamurchan Point, southwest backing east or southeast, then veering southwest later, 3 or 4, increasing 4 to 6, showers, then rain for a time, good becoming moderate or poor for a time. Ardnamurchan Point to Cape Wrath, cyclonic 2 to 4, becoming easterly or northeasterly later, 4 to 6 later, showers, rain later, good occasionally poor later. Shetland Isles, south or southeast 3 to 5, veering southwest, becoming cyclonic 4 to 6 later, occasional rain or showers, moderate or good, occasionally poor. And that completes the shipping bulletin here on BBC Radio 4, and that's all from us for tonight. I am Neil Nunes, wishing you a very good night.
Welcome to the newsroom from the BBC World Service. I'm Ankur Desai. Donald Trump has hailed Syria's President Ahmed al-Sharaa as a strong leader following talks at the White House.
We have suffered a lot during these battles, and I have lost much of my forces in the battles against ISIS.
Speaking to Fox News, the Syrian leader discusses joining the fight against the Islamic State group in the region. Also, US senators continue to vote to try to pass a funding package to reopen the government after the longest ever shutdown. And we hear from the British-Hungarian author David Saloy, who's won the Booker Prize.
Once it had got some momentum and I felt that it was going to be good, then it became a pleasurable process to write it. But at the beginning, it was tough.
Plus, the story of a Chinese woman who fled to the UK with Bitcoin worth billions.
Many families have been broken up. People have been left without money to pay for medical treatments. All this has really happened.
We've got all of that to follow after this BBC World News update.
This is Danielle Jaworowiecka with the BBC News. Hello. Donald Trump has hailed Syria's president, Ahmed al-Sharaa, as a strong leader following talks at the White House. Mr. Trump said he wanted Syria to be a big part of his plan for a wider Middle East peace. It was the first visit by a Syrian president to the White House, coming less than a year since his Islamist forces ousted the former Assad regime from Damascus. Speaking later on the Fox News channel, Mr. Sharaa said his former role as an al-Qaeda commander hadn't been discussed with President Trump.
I think this is a matter of the past now. We did not discuss this actively. We talked about the president and the future. We talked about the investment opportunities in the future in Syria, and so that Syria is no longer looked at as a security threat. It is now looked at as a geopolitical ally.
U.S. senators are holding a series of votes before a final count to approve a compromise funding package to temporarily reopen the government. The House of Representatives must adopt the deal before it can be sent to President Trump's desk to be signed. He's expressed support for the deal. Some Democrats have criticized Democratic colleagues for siding with Republicans to end the shutdown without securing healthcare guarantees. Indian police are investigating a big vehicle explosion on a crowded road near the historic Red Fort in Delhi. At least 8 people were killed and 20 others were injured. Several vehicles and motor rickshaws caught fire. The capital's been put on high alert. This man said he witnessed what happened.
I saw the car explode while it was moving. People were on fire and we tried to save them and saved some of them. I will go to the hospital to check whether the person I saved is alive.
The UN Climate Change Conference, known as COP30,